Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment in Washing for Bread. Just to go through some more details about the actual washing process, there's an idea that one's hands are supposed to be clean before one washes. In other words, the washing is to ritually cleanse the hands, not to get dirt off of the hands. We've already discussed the concept of chatzitza, that there's a concern if there are things on the hand that would disturb, that the presence of which would disturb a person. We've discussed that that's a real issue in halacha. And there are other considerations too. So the bottom line is, you'll see sometimes when people are washing, you'll see people make sure their hands are clean before they wash their hands. Another thing that you'll see is people will want to make sure that their hands are dry before they wash their hands. If you remember from, I think it was yesterday's discussion, there are many complications that arise when there is impure water on one's hands during the washing process. So it's common practice to see to it that one's hands are dry before washing them. I will say that a lot of these concerns are mitigated if a person poured a full revius, or revius is, let's say, a little bit less than 3 fluid ounces, on one's hand at one time. So you'll see sometimes people are very particular to wash a large amount of water on each hand. Not when you total it all up, but in one pouring, there's a lot of water poured on a hand. Without getting into all the details, it's possible that some of these concerns about the hands being wet and things of that sort are mitigated if one pours a revius at one time. But the bottom line is, the practice is to see to it that one's hand is dry before washing it. If in the process of washing my hands, I touch my unclean hand. So if you just imagine you've washed one hand, and while that hand is wet, I touch it with my ritually unclean hand, that we learned before that when unclean things touch water, that directly affects the water in a very dramatic way, that could render my cleansed hand now unclean. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, I don't know if anyone has had this experience when they were a kid at summer camp and things of that sort, but every now and then you'll see kids who are, this is halachic bullying, I'm not sure, that they'll touch someone's hand after they wash. Like they haven't washed yet and someone did wash, and they'll touch someone's hand. Ah, ha, ha, you have to wash again. I'm not encouraging this practice. I don't know if anyone's ever had that experience. What's that all about? So if the person washed their hands and their hand is now dry, it's no big deal that someone touched their hand, that a ritually impure dry hand touched a ritually pure hand. That's no big deal at all. But if my hand is wet, let's say I haven't dried my hands yet after washing them, and you haven't washed yet, if you touch my hand at that point, then I would have to go wash again. And for that matter, if your hand is wet and you haven't washed yet and you touched my hand, that's also a problem. It's interesting, when I go up to a cup to use it for washing, it makes sense that not only should my hand be dry, but it makes sense that the spot that I'm touching the cup should be dry. And first of all, I pick up the cup to hold it. It makes sense that that should be dry when I do it. I find that this is most complicated when you're at weddings. So you have the washing line. It seems to be that for whatever reason, when there are washing cups with handles, it's not so much an issue of keeping those relatively dry. But, you know, when you go to weddings, normally the cup that they use is just a glass. And so people are touching it in all different spots and it pours over the top, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll find that many, many times the outside of the cup is wet. For the reasons that we've been discussing, it really would make sense to try to keep one's hand dry in that context. I also just want to take a moment to go through the standard procedure for how we actually wash. It's so confusing. Common practice is we hold the cup with our right hand when we're filling the cup with water. There's Kabbalistic reasons for that, but you hold the cup with the right hand. You transfer the cup to the left hand, and then you pour two pourings on your right hand. One, two. You then transfer the cup from your left hand to your right hand and pour two pourings on your left hand. One, two. At that point, you would raise your hands, as we discussed the other day, make the bracha v'alantilas adayim, and dry hands. Traditionally, the practice for washing for bread is to wash each hand consecutively. The practice for washing in the morning is the other way. Right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. Also traditionally, the washing in the morning is three times each hand. The washing for bread is two times each hand. The washing in the morning has much more to do with ruach ra, like evil spirits and things of that sort, which is a whole different discussion. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.